for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday evening service of May the 27th, 2000, Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting. This is Jim Landry and Glenn Miller.
The extra activities that you're trying to mingle with the gospel, like crystals and your special potions that you're working with, your golly balls you go to bed with around your waist, it's not going to work. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I eat a lot of golly. That keeps the demons out. I don't know. I might have hit something there. I don't know. And some of y'all have probably been something in revivals and going to see Reverend Dr. Feelgood. Oh, yeah. He's using occult power. He could, you see, you got two pictures in your wallet, a son and a daughter. Woo, he's a man of God. He's a crook.
That's good, brother. That's good.
Oh, I haven't been out there. They didn't run me out some place. But I had never done it in a hurry about it, but it's just my spirit didn't agree with their spirit. It was too different. That's something here unusual. And now, for the sake of time, I'm going to lead you to some deliverance prayers, because some of you have missed some of the meetings. And I would like to lead you to some deliverance prayers, and I'm going to, with the Lord's permission, challenge some principalities, and then we're going to just believe God to give you some deliverance. Now, I'm going to ask that most of you have already heard the instruction, don't cross your legs when I say come out. And right now, it's okay. You can relax, okay, and all that. But don't cross your fingers. As Brother Noel said, before we reach the plate of the game, I mean, if I cross my fingers, I can lie, The demons look at that, and they eat it all up. And so I'm going to take you through quickly through some renunciation prayers. The devil is a legal expert, and if he can hold anything against us from a legal perspective, then he's got us. And so we need to renounce these things that we've been involved in, or our family's been involved in. And so I ask that you be patient with me as we go through this just a moment. Would you repeat after me, those who would like to participate? Dear Lord,
dear Lord,
with an honesty of heart,
humility of soul,
and conviction of spirit, do I make this following confession?
I have sinned against you
and have disobeyed your word, whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity. And I now repent of these sins and ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ, but by an act of my will, and in the name of Jesus, I close all those doors which I have opened to Satan. And I now ask you, dear Lord, to help me renounce all these things and cleanse me in body, soul, and spirit in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ,
I renounce the following.
I renounce the occult.
I renounce witchcraft.
Magic.
Both black and white.
I renounce all seances.
Clairvoyance.
Mediums. Contact with familiar spirits. And the belief in UFOs. E.T., go home. Excuse me. Y'all don't have to say that. Don't believe in all that junk, that UFO trip. We can talk about that another day. I renounce Ouija boards
and other occult games.
I renounce all fortune telling, palm reading, tea leaf reading, crystal balls, tarot, and other card layings, and pendulum. Let me tell you something. The Lord laughs at the enemy. That holy laughter, he laughs at the enemy. So that's wonderful. It's okay that we can rejoice in this ministry of riding right now, because we're going to have a ride. And it's okay. okay. We're laughing. The Lord is laughing at the enemy. That's good. That's good. He knows about what's going to happen. I renounce all astrology and interest in horoscopes and the signs of the zodiac. I renounce the heresy of reincarnation and all healing groups involved in metaphysics. I renounce all hypnosis, mind reading, mind control, second sight, ESP, EST, and parapsychology. I renounce water witching, levitation, body lifting, table tipping, automatic writing, automatic drawing, automatic composing. You see these individuals just go up there on the piano, never played the piano before, and just start playing? Watch that. Watch that. Don't think that's God because that because they all of a sudden got that, you know. No, demon power does that. In most cases, that's a demonic power there. I renounce all astral projection and other demonic skills. And I renounce all literature I've ever read on these fields. And vow that I will destroy such books in my possession. I will also destroy any objects, pictures, signs, statues, jewelry, charts, which are on my person or in my house. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the following. I break all curses, hexes, spells, jinxes, and vexes. And charms placed on me from any occult source. Any occult source. I break the curse of illegitimacy 10 generations back from off my family line. I break the curse of idolatry off my family line. And I renounce any oaths I or my ancestors ever made to any false gods, false idols, false cults, or false religions. I renounce any initiation rite into any clubs, brotherhoods, lodges, fraternities, sororities, or orders, which is of a demonic or witchcraft origin. I break all demonic subjection, break all demonic soul ties, all bondages to my mother, father, grandparents, spouses, ex-spouses, any other human being, living or dead, who has ever dominated me or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break all curses of psychic heredity, any demonic hold upon my family line as a result of the disobedience of any of my ancestors, spouse, or ex-spouses. I break the curses of physical or mental illness off my family line. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce every cult that denies the blood atonement of Jesus Christ, every philosophy that denies the deity of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I got another confession to make. Not always loved. I resented certain people. I confess this is sin. And I call upon you, Lord, to help me forgive them. I do not forgive. Now, just quietly, just for a moment, the Holy Spirit brings anybody to your attention that you need to forgive. You need to just gently let it come out your lips and speak it. Don't hold it in. Just say, Lord, anybody that's hurt or offended you, that person at the cash register this morning when you were on the way to the store to slam your change down, or whatever, need to let it go. Somebody's offending you. I don't know about you, but I get hit pretty often during the week. I work some hard-hitting type of individuals. I'm a working preacher. Whoever the Lord brings to attention, just need to. If in days to come, you show me others, I will quickly forgive them, and I will ask you to bless them, Father. In Jesus' name, I now forgive myself, and I accept myself. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can we accept ourselves? We have been accepted in the beloved. I tell you what, I spent so much time teaching on rejection, most of the congregation is probably tired of it. I don't know, I'm preaching to myself. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you died on the cross
for my sins
and arose from the dead. You redeemed me by your blood, and I belong to you, and I want to live for you. I confess all of my sins, known and unknown. I'm sorry for them all. I renounce them all. Now I come to you as my deliverer, Lord Jesus, claiming the promise that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You know my special needs, the things that bind, torment, defile, that evil spirit, that unclean spirit, and I call upon you, Lord Jesus, to deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to leave me right now. I'm going to ask that you don't say anything right now, because you know how most of you have learned already. If you say something when I say come out, and when you're talking, the spirit ain't going to move because he's, you know, breath. He's coming out mostly through the breath passages. And so just in your mind, just agree with me, yeah, get him out. Yeah, whoever he is, I want him out of there. Because I'm going to issue a command right now with your permission for those of you that would like to participate. Because I have demons tell me, he didn't agree. Yes, you, that's your thing. And also, incidentally, for you workers out there that are already working, a demon may tell you something like, well, you have to confess this because you are still in this area or something like that. And you might want to step back for a minute if you know that maybe you got a little shaky there and say, well, Lord, I forgive. I repent of doing so-and-so. And then you might turn around to the demon and say, how you like that, demon? Okay, so sometimes they tell you something. They might, they know. And I've had them do that to me before, and I think maybe one time I had to go and say, Lord, I repent of so-and-so, and I turn around to the demon and say, how you like that? The demon got upset. I said, come out. Because they know that the Lord forgives quick and remembers our sin no more. For us, east to the west. But do we know that? The demon know. Okay, so just agree with me. In the name of Jesus, I bind Satan and his demons in the heavenlies on earth. I loose this deliverance session from Satan and his demons in the heavenlies on earth. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavenlies on earth. I forbid them to communicate with or reinforce any demons inside of each person that's willing to participate. I bind the strong man of every person's house. I bind the strong man of every person's house, and I loose every person's house from the strong man. I forbid the strong man of every person's house to communicate with or reinforce any spirits inside of each person's house. Now, I'm going to say some things that are going to sound a little different to you, because I do understand that Satan has, he uses everything. Ancestral curses, he uses direct curses. Somebody speaks to you, nickel-poo. I was going to teach on cliches. The Lord changed the message last night. A cliche curse, some of them have been called everything from numbskull, dumb as a skunk, or cat got your tongue. We need to get delivered from all that stuff. Some of y'all need to pay attention to that and go after those spirits, because we take on the character of those names. And so a lot of us have those characteristics because we was numbskulls and nincompoops and everything else from granddaddy and papa. They thought they was being cute, right? Yeah. Dumb as an ox, right? Yeah, okay. But anyway, and so there are direct curses, indirect curses that can come on us because we maybe 25 years ago we helped our sister get an abortion. Of course, we long repented, sister, and forgive us. Everything is hunky-dory now, so to speak. Okay, but it still was an indirect curse. You got an indirect curse of murder. You was accessory to the fact. The demon is a legal expert. And also I'm going to say some things that will sound real unusual, like satanic shield, because we've been sealed to the day of redemption. Now we have a shield of faith. Satan's got a seal. Satan's got shields. Everything God's got, Satan's got a counterfeit. So this is why I'm going to say this. So don't think it's hilarious for what I'm about to do, but as the Lord would provide us a physician experience here, we're going to cut through some of the legal holes that Satan has. In the name of Jesus, I break every ancestral curse over every one of you. I break them in Jesus' name. I break all those ancestral curses over every person in here. I break every direct curse that's been spoken against you. That's an excellent message there, Rebecca and Leah. I just break those direct curses. I break them. Every indirect curse that you've received, I break it in Jesus' name. I break all self-inflicted curses over you. I break it. It's that time of the year. Oh, it's the time. I've got to get me some medication. It's a sinus. I always have the flu in February. I break those indirect curses. I break it. Every time I fast, I get a headache. That's a self-inflicted curse. I break it in Jesus' name. I break any curse on any living or non-living entities that you have in your home or in your possession. I break the curse of negotiation. You've been suppressed because you can't preach the message of deliverance or the gospel where you go. That's a compromise spirit getting there. I break it. I break it. I break it, I break it, I break it. Now, all of those seals that have sealed the spirits in you, all those seals like an onion that has sealed you in there, I break those seals. I break those curses. I break them, 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 I break them over all the spirits in Jesus' name. I break the satanic protector shields that are there to shield the spirits in. I break those shields. I want to keep on talking about it, but for the sake of time, I better go ahead and get the demons. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. All those shields, I break it in Jesus' name. We break those curses. All the satanic, psychic prayers, ungodly men and women that's laid hands on you. You at least think about this. Think about that for a minute. Just think about this. A lot of people just, you know, okay, all right, I'm protected by the blood. Okay, okay. But everybody, that's, if you permit, that has ever laid hands on you that was not in the will of God, was having a bad day, imparted something that shouldn't have been imparted. Psychic prayers of a prayer. In May, the Catholics, the Catholics pray for all those that have been excommunicated. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so you might have headaches in the month of May. Don't even know why. They're after us. Okay, all right? Okay, so want to break all those psychic prayers, prayer meeting prayers, trying to control you. We got to pray the prayers. The pastor ain't acting right. We got to do something for Brother Jim. I break it, 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 I break it. All those satanic prayers over your life, psychic prayers. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. Now break all the ties of the evil past. All those ties of the evil past. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it in Jesus' name. Ties with all with living and non-living entities. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it in Jesus' name. I command all the spirits to come up tied together. Come up there, manifest. Everyone up there, come up there. Come up there. Now I break the ties between these spirits. I break it, 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 I break it in Jesus' name. I cut up all supporting spirits in Jesus' name. I cut all roots of the spirits. I break all remaining holes of the spirits. Sever any relationship with low-life spirits, no-name spirits, and other supporting spirits in Jesus' name. I break all satanic wishes over your life, satanic dedications, satanic blood covenants, satanic blood sacrifices over your life, satanic declaration of life. I break them. Satanic assignments. I cancel them in Jesus' name and break them. I break all satanic schemes, satanic designs. I break all hexes, vexes, spells, jinxes, enchantments, rituals, every bunch associated with witchcraft, the occult, voodoo, Satan churches, witch coverings. I break all the curses from Santeria, all of the original curses. I break all those curses in Jesus' name. I break their powers. I break them. 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 I break them in Jesus' name. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against the spirit of death. Every death spirit, you are going to go. My weapons are not carnal. I'm not going to fight you in the flesh. You're going to come out of those people. We fall in agreement. Our agreement is with the Word of God and with the Spirit of God. And you have no legal right to stay in any captive here this night. You're going to leave. And you're going to leave. Every spirit that causes affliction, death by organ to organ, multiple surgeries, come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out of them in Jesus' name. All those spirits, death by surgery, death by multiple surgeries, come out of there. Death by infirmities, come out. Death, come out of there, come out of there. Come out, death by multiple infirmities, come out of there in Jesus' name. You're going to go. You've been discovered. A greater is here. A greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. You have no reason to stay anymore. You must go. You must be gone. For it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, him only shalt thou serve. Death by poison, come out. Come out. Death by food poisoning, come out. Death by hanging, the suicide spirits, come out. Come out of there. Death by burning, the suicide spirit, the deaf and dumb spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Death by asphyxiation, come out of there. Suicide spirit, come out of there in Jesus' name. Slow death by overeating, slow destructive spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Slow death by lack of exercise, physical fitness, come out. Those demons, come out of there in Jesus' name. Slow death by an improper diet, come out. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Death by jumping out of a moving car. Just this past week, I had got a call from one of my elders saying the wife jumped out on the highway, and 2 days later, her husband goes, him press her, he going to jump out. So you think this ain't happening, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on out of there. Come on out of there, suicide spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. Death by ethnic curses, for witchcraft curses by ethnic groups. Come out. I break your power. Witchcraft death, come out. Come out, witchcraft death, come out. Come out, demonic death, come out. Come out of the killer spirit. I break the killer curse. I break its power in Jesus' name. Painful death by excruciating pain. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Agonizing death. Death by torture. Come out. Vexed unto death. Extreme torment. Come out. Depression unto death. The destroyer. Come out. Every spirit that blocked the will to live. Come out. Come out of there. Come out of physical destruction. Come out of your God. Destruction and total destruction. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fetal death in the mother's womb. Come out of here, all those miscarriages. Miscarriage number one, number two, number three, number four. All the miscarriage spirits, come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of here, all spiritual death, the religious demons. Come out of there. Come out, sudden. Come out, son, infidel, sinner, sin. Come out of us. Come out of our daughters. Come out of there, Jesus. Now, I break that curse. Come out of these girls. Come out of there, Jesus. Come out of the men, too. Come out of the boys. Come out of there. Come out of there. Blocked breathing, strangulation, smothering. That was a hard thing for my daughter to wake up and find my grandbaby dead in the bed. Come out of there. Crib there. Come out of there, Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. I want the ruling spirit over the sudden infant death syndrome to be broken off this group, this congregation of the Lord now, in Jesus' name. Broken. I break his power in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Premature death, come out. Come out of there. All slow death. Come out of there. Death, come out. The ruler of death. The control of death. The control of ruler of death. And all supervisory spirits of death, come out of there. You root spirits of depression, I command you to come out. Agony. Come out. Anguish. Bondage. Demonic bondage. Satanic bondage, ungodly bondage, bondage to a person, a place, or a thing, boredom, broken heart, heartache, all burdened spirits, come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Broken spirit, wounded spirit, spirit of collapse, come out. Confusion, mental confusion, mass confusion, and mixed confusion. Come out of there, all you deaf spirits and deaf wish. Come out of there. You remember back in school, you said, I just wish I was dead. Come out of there. Come out of there. Those days came in there. They just hadn't produced it yet. They'll wait for a long time. Come out of there. Defeat. Defeatism. Come out of there. Dejected. Degraded. I'm working with the depression spirit. You demons is causing depression in God's people. People, I know about depression. I don't remember how I feel, but I remember having it before I was saved. I remember my mom had to have shock treatment, so I knew it was in the family line. I don't get depressed. I mean, I don't try to pump a lot of word either, the word of faith type movement. No, I just live it. I just don't get depressed. I have to think about how it might have made me feel. I don't know how it feels anymore. But I remember I had it. I remember that. So you can be delivered. God can set you free. You can get free tonight if you want to be free. And others directly will be free in days to come because these things continue to leave out of us. Depression, shock come out. Shock come out. Despair. Despondency. Downhearted. Discouraged life come out. Discouraged job. Discouraged worker. I listened to Glenn's tape on his working as a machinist, and I work at a petrochemical refinery. And I went back and gave my job, my company, the biggest year I ever gave them in probably 15 years of working, and got my promotion just a couple of days ago. Wasn't even looking for it. All my friends would tell me, the supervisors want to talk to you. All you got to do is ask. I never asked. He called me in and told me I could have it. I'm going to tell you something. God is faithful. Ben prophesied, Ben and Ziegler back there, one of the elders from the church, they prophesied God's going to give me a pay raise, a promotion at work. I wasn't even interested in a promotion. I'm going to work no overtime. I want to be at home so I can cast out debtors. So I got something I wasn't looking for, just the grace of God. God is faithful, but I listened to that man's tape about working. I said, well, Lord, I don't really think I'm not really focusing. I'm just getting by. Everybody else working, I got my tunes down. Come on out of there, demons. Come out of there. God can make a change of life. Doom. Come out. Dumbfounded. Emotional pain. Emotional scars. Come out. Escape. Escape from reality. Come out. Escapism spirits. Come out. Failure. Come out. Fatigue. Fear. Flashbacks of evil memories. Come out. Frustration. Gloom. Grief. Guilt. Hate. Come out. Hate. Hate for a person. Hate for things. Come out. Heaviness. Come out, you demon of heaviness. Come out of there. Horrified. Helplessness and hopelessness. Humiliation, come out. Spirit feeling imprisoned. The imprisonment spirits, come out. Indifferent spirits. Inferiority, come out. Insanity, come out of them now. Come out. Insecurity, come out of there. Loneliness, come out of there in Jesus' name. All the mental illness spirits, I command you to come out now in Jesus' name. If I cast out demons, I cast them out with the finger of God. You come out of these people of God right now. Every mental insanity, every mental torment, every mental torture, every mental trouble, come out of them in Jesus' name. Go. Come out of them right now. Come out, schizophrenia. Come out, double-minded death. That's all right. Come out, let them go. Don't think, well, I know I ain't there. I'm telling you, over 80% of American population is schizophrenic. Come out of there, demons. Come out of our minds. We're going to be single-minded in the Lord. All these mind spirits, come out. Moodiness, moper, nervousness. Come out, nervousness. Come out, nervousness. Come out. Come out, nervousness. Come out in Jesus' name. Nervous breakdown, come out. Come out of there. Oppression. Heavy oppression. Overexhaustion. Come out. Overexhaustion unto death. I'm overtired. Come out. Overtired unto death. Now the demon of passivity. Come out, passivity. Come out, passivity. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Suicide. Suicide wish. Come out of there. Unwanted. Weak resistant. Wounded. Wounded spirit. Broken spirit and yoke. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Now all of the suicide spirits. It's not one of us that escaped that at some point in our life when we feel like we should have took our life. Even if we was watching John Wayne True Grit, we were liking Killing Engines or something. But some way down the road, we saw something that we could identify with. On the cartoons, we wanted to take our own life. I would like to finish with the suicide spirits. Just focus there. We're just going to trust the Lord. Now, all of the suicide spirits that brought in death wish, come out. Death, come out. Come out of there. Come out of there. Depression. Painful suicide. Slow suicide. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Suicide by alcohol. I know I try to drink myself to death. Come out of here. Suicide by alcohol. Suicide by drugs. I definitely was there. Suicide by drugs. Come out. Suicide by nicotine. I was definitely there. Come out of here in Jesus' name. Come out. Any other means by slow suicide. Come out of there. The Surgeon General warns most of us. Come out of here. Now, attempted suicide. Come out. Come out of here. I'm going to end it all. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Suicide by hanging. I tried to hang myself. I saw it on TV, I guess. I was a young boy. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Suicide by head injury. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Suicide. Come on out of there. Suicide by banging your head against the wall. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Suicide by running through glass. Suicide by running through glass. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out. Suicide by cutting the wrist. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. By drowning. By burning. Come out, all you suicide spirits, come out of here. Suicide by jumping off the bridge. Come out of here. Suicide by jumping off the building. Come out of us. I'm not only speaking to us, I'm speaking to our children, our children's children. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Suicide by murder. Suicide by gas. Suicide by exhaust fumes. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Suicide by pills. Come out. Come on out of there. We know you're in there. Suicide by poison. Suicide by self-destruction. That anger demon there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out. Suicide by running in front of a car. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Suicide by wrecking a vehicle. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Suicide by jumping out the door of a moving car. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Suicide by shooting yourself with a gun or by smothering yourself. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Suicide by slashing the wrist or stabbing yourself with a knife. Come out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Suicide by smoking. Suicide by starvation. Suicide by overweight. Come out of there. This suicide. The head demon of suicide. Come out. Come out of there. The ruler of suicide. Come out. The control ruler of suicide. Come out. And all supervisory spirits of suicide, I command you to come out of there in Jesus' name. Every one of you come out of there. Now, won't we stand for a moment? I caution you to not take light of these spirits we went after. Don't judge the deliverance by the manifestation. But a changed life, amen? A changed life in the Lord. Father, I pray and bless your people here tonight. And I pray, Father, the opposite of every spirit has been loose, Lord God, that you would send the opposite of those spirits, that you would fill us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Lord God, fill those areas, Lord God, that was once inhabited by the demons of darkness, Lord God. We pray that the angels would cover the grounds, Lord God, throughout the grounds, Lord God, and take every spirit that's been loose, Lord God, and we cast them out to where you receive them, Lord Jesus. We pray that those angels remain here throughout the night and throughout tomorrow, Lord God, helping in every way you see fit, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for special protection for the young people and for the children. We've never had a problem with that in the past. We don't expect to have one tonight. Lord, we just thank you that you fill these houses right now, Lord. Just fill them with your presence, your Holy Spirit. Give us a hunger to search after the Scriptures, Lord God, to replace those areas where the demon was inhabited with the Word of God, with the power of God, with your presence, Lord God. And Lord, we just give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you for the nice deliverance and the deliverance that's coming. This is just a start. We know that you're able to complete it to its very end. In Jesus' name. What we see it, please. May God bless you. 6 o'clock prayer meeting with Brother Noel. We look forward to seeing you there. Is that before noon? It's probably almost close to that now. Hey, everybody. God bless you. We love you. You're dismissed. God bless you.
This afternoon, Sister Mildred was teaching about some things, and I'm going to take a few minutes tonight to give you the scriptures that relate to what she was teaching about, because like many of you, I came from where some of you sit, and I said hogwash. I'm true. I was raised in the Assemblies of God, and I don't know that it was ever said point blank from the platform that no Christian could have a demon, but I believe that from the bottom of my heart. I believe that that the devil couldn't cross the bloodline, but the problem was I didn't know where the bloodline was. And so until I had a visual demonstration
of a demon from a person that I knew was full of the Holy Ghost to change my thinking. Was my stinking thinking, huh? And that happened at a full gospel businessmen's convention in Chicago, at a world convention in Chicago. I don't need to go into it, but God gave me a visual demonstration of a demon in a Christian who I knew had the Holy Ghost. So I had no more problems from that point on with a Christian having a demon. But I did get some learning along how a Christian could have a demon and about it. But those of you around here, you've been here maybe long enough to understand. I'm not going to talk about that tonight or deal with it any further than that. But in Deuteronomy chapter 11, I want to read to you verse 27 and 28. It says, "A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day." And every day you read the Bible, you read the commandments of the Lord. That is not a commandment that Moses spoke of. That is a commandment that is to you and me every time we read the Scripture. And then it says, "And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God." Oh, God wouldn't put a curse on you. No, God doesn't do it. You put it on yourself because you don't obey His word. You bring the curses upon you, or you inherit them from your ancestral heritage. Maybe we ought to look at that right now. Let's go over to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. And here in chapter 20 of Exodus it says, "And God spake all these words." Oh, tradition told me Moses did it. I've heard all my life that Moses spoke these words. Oh, but it says here that God did it. Yeah. And Moses just told what God told him to tell. Amen. So it's not Moses' law. It's God's law. Yeah. But tradition tells us that it's Moses' law. Oh, "I am Yahweh, the Lord thy God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt," or the place of sin, "and out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me." The world has lots of gods, and America has the gods of pleasure. We've got gods like the Hindus. We've got baseball, basketball, football, or whatever. There's nothing wrong with any of those things, but there are many people's gods. When you stay home from church to see the World Series, that's your God. "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or that is the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation." Oh, God wouldn't do that. Yes, He will. No, He won't do it. You do it yourself. By disobeying the word of the Lord, you bring the curse upon your family line. But it says, "Showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." And there's another verse that says, to a thousand generations. That's way out in eternity, 40,000 years out into eternity. But this last phrase of this verse 5 says, "Of them that hate me." Now, that's what King James says. A literal translation of that is, "those that do not obey my word." Not hate me, but you hate God if you don't obey His word. God considers that you hate Him. But a literal translation of that is, "those that do not obey my word." Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 23. Now, that says the four generations. And that's for having other gods and not obeying the word of the Lord, making graven images, and the occult and things like that. That's a four-generation curse. Here in Deuteronomy 23, it says, "He that is wounded in his stones or has his private members cut off shall not enter the congregation of the Lord. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. An Ammonite and an Moabite shall neither enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to their tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever. Who's the Ammonite and the Moabite? If you want to know, if you want to make a note, I'm not going to turn there, but I'll tell you. It's Genesis 19, verses 36, 37, and 38. It's Lot's children by incest. So, incestual relations, and dear Abby said in her column one time that every family has a closet demon. And the closet demon is incest. That's what Abby wrote in her column. So, in 10 generations, who knows what's taken place in your family and what curses we're under because of the sins of our ancestors that we have inherited. So, we need to come to that understanding and come to a place where we set ourselves free from the curses of our ancestors. Now, I'll get back to curses, about curses in a few minutes. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 3. Here in Leviticus chapter 3 is where we learned about curses. I'm not going to take time to explain all of it because I've got a man that's going to take my place here in a few minutes if I'll hurry up. But we had a Bible study here one Thursday night, which we used to have, and we were studying the applications of the blood of Jesus. There is a tradition among Baptists and Pentecostals of the statement, "I plead the blood." That is erroneous, it is false teaching, and it will not stand up when you deal with demons, because you have no scripture. It is written is the only thing, authority that you have over a demon. It is written. And when you say, "I plead the blood," I've had them laugh at me when I was got real serious when I was saying that, until I come to the realization that it was not, that I had no scriptural basis to use. A demon does not have to answer to anything except "it is written." And they are legalist to the finest degree. So you need to know your scripture. Anyway, we were studying this phrase because my mother, I've heard that since I can remember, and my mother said it to her dying day when she was 96 years old. But God honored her statement. He honored it. But she never did deal straight on with casting out demons. Because if she'd have used it in that respect, they would have not responded. Because they only have to respond to "it is written." And there are five areas of scripture or applications of the blood of Jesus that demons have to listen to. They have to listen to the fact that we can appropriate the blood of Jesus against them. You can apply the blood of Jesus against them. You can cover with the blood of Jesus against them. You can sprinkle the blood of Jesus against them. And then there's one more that tops them all. Find it in Revelations 12:11. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. And you can and those five applications you can use against demons and in very other areas of praying for healing and deliverance or whatever. So we were studying that, and this 13th verse here was part of our study that night, where it says, "And you shall lay his hand upon the head of it, and shall kill it before the tabernacle, and the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood." So I was using, there are applications all through the scripture for each one of these places. And just across the page is another scripture for sprinkling the blood. But anyway, I finished reading that chapter. I have no reason to read the rest of it, because my 13th verse was my topic. But I read the rest of the chapter. And when doing so, I went on then to study. It didn't mean a thing to me. I had no reason to read it, but I did. Gene was here, and Fern, both, were here the night that we studied, and this took place. And this verse 17 says, "It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations." What is that? What does it say? Forever. Perpetual. For your generations. And never ending. Throughout all your dwellings. That you eat neither fat nor blood. Now, I read it, didn't mean a thing to me that night. Didn't mean a thing. But today we've got people with all kinds of heart problems and plaque and everything in their heart. Why? From eating fat. But God told Moses back here to tell the people not to eat it. How many, 1,000, 100,000 years ago was that? 2,500 something? Well, we know better than God, so we eat it. But it also says, nor blood. Now, one of the ladies that was here that night went home, and the Lord woke her up in the night and told her to get up and find all the scriptures she could find about eating blood. To my knowledge, I haven't used a computer to find them, but I've just searched and I have found 26 scriptures that say we're not to eat blood. She thought, well, Lord, what am I doing this for? But she was impressed to do it, so she got up and hunted up scriptures about don't eat blood. And then the Lord said, you went to the doctor. This was Thursday. You went to the doctor Tuesday. And what was the report that you got back just yesterday, Thursday? The report was that she was a border diabetic. He said, you're cursed from eating blood. She said, well, Lord, I've never eaten blood. Yes, but what about your mother, your grandmother, and your great-grandmother? She said, oh, yes. My grandmother made blood sausage and blood pudding. So did my great-grandmother. My mother ate it, but I don't remember ever eating it. But you've got in the line of the curse. Well, the Lord said, if you have Glenn pray for you and break the curse, you'll be healed. So we had prayer meeting Saturday night like we do here yet. And she came and she never said a word about it. Sunday morning we had about 25 people here for Sunday morning service. And when we got through singing and praising the Lord, I said, anybody got anything to say? And she put her hand up. And I said, say on. And she got up and told what I've just told you. And I said, well, I don't know anything about what you're telling me, but if the Lord said for you to have me pray for you, I'll do it. That was my first knowledge of anything about curses. And it took place right here in this room. And since then, we've come to a great understanding of curses that we're under because of our own doing and because of our ancestors before us in the areas of sexual sins and other things. Sexual sins carry a 10-generation curse. The others carry a 4. But who can tell me what even happened in 4 generations unless in your family, let alone 10? And I say that in 10 generations, every family is under the curses of sexual sins and incest and fornication and adultery and bestiality and homosexuality and lesbianism, that it's in every family line in a 10 generations. About, do you know how many people that is in 10 generations? That's 1,072 ancestors. Everything that can be thought of can have taken place in that. In 4 generations, there's 76 ancestors in 4 generations. You can just take a pencil and mark it and go back and figure it. You've got quite a time to do going back to 10 generations. It's not so hard with 4. So anyway, that was my introduction to curses. And so I said, well, if the Lord told you to have me pray, come on up. And I said, anybody else? And we prayed for 9 people that morning to break the curses off of them. And that was my first introduction or first prayer ever prayed to break a curse. It took place right here. And that was since we were here. Well, now we've been around deliverance for a long time, but I've never heard anybody ever teach, ever speak on it, ever, until the Lord brought it. So now then, people are speaking about it, teaching about it all over the country. But we don't know what is our ancestral heritage and what's there. So, but anyway, she spoke about eating fat and eating blood. Now, I'll tell you another thing about eating blood. People who like rare meat, most of the time, have a great problem with lust. We had a person that we worked with, a woman that we worked with, in the aerospace industry, and she ate a pound of raw hamburger every day for lunch. One whole pound every day. She went across the street to the market and brought it back and ate it. Filled with burning lust. That's what it'll do to you. But then I had to search out to see what grounds I had to break the curses that I had prayed for. So I began to study and try to find out what it was. And I found the scripture Galatians 3:13, which is a scripture to use when you're breaking a curse, that it is written that Jesus became my curse. It is written such. And but then I thought, well, Lord, traditions taught me that all the curses got broke when I was saved, that they don't exist anymore. And the Lord impressed on me, no, that's not so. And I said, well, how? Why? So then he showed me John 3:16. Now, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Is that true?
Aye.
Then why isn't all the world saved? They should all be saved, shouldn't they? What's the matter? Huh? What'd you say? Oh, I stopped in the middle of the verse. Oh, you suppose that that's the way we get a lot of our traditions? Uh-huh, they don't use the whole verse. What's the rest of it say? That whosoever believeth, and I'm a believer, and so are we. Amen. So that explained to me then that we had to be saved, we had to believe or appropriate the blood of Jesus. For to break a curse, we had to appropriate Galatians 3:13. And that gave us the authority to break the curses. Okay. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 7. And we will look at another thing here. Hurry, hurry, Glenn. But I thought that this, since she got us all involved in this afternoon, that we needed some scripture to back up some of these, this a little bit. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 25 and 26. It says, the graven images of their gods shall you burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thy house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. Now there are a lot of things you can bring in your house that's cursed. There's a very remarkable incident in relation to these two verses. Maybe some of you heard about it, but Colin Davis down in Dallas gave James Robinson about $1.5 million worth of jade and objects to sell for his TV program when he was so far in debt. And so he was on his way over there to pick it up, over to Colin's house. And Colin's been here two times with two big busfuls of people that he's brought here for deliverance. He paid the way, put them up in the hotel, and brought them here to, hired the bus, and came here, been here twice. Anyway, on the way over there, James was riding along. He wasn't driving. Somebody else was driving. And he was picked up his Bible out of in the car and opened it up, and it fell right here. And he read this, and he turned to the person driving, and he said, let me read this to you. And he read it to him, just as I've read it to you. And he said, I can't accept those things. He said, what are we going to do? He said, I don't know, but we've got to go tell Colin that I can't accept them. So they got over to Colin's house, and they told him that, read this to him, and he said, these are abominable things. They're to heathen gods, and I can't accept them. And Colin said, well, if you can't have them, I sure don't want them. He said, what are we going to do with them? He said, well, let's get a hammer and break them up. So they got a hammer and broke them all up, and Colin got in his boat and went out in the middle of Lake Dallas and dumped them in the middle of the lake. Well, 4 years ago, it's been 4 years now, somebody scuba diving found some of that stuff. And here was a big article in the Dallas Times that they'd found Colin Davis's artifacts that he dumped in Lake Dallas. And for a little while, there was all kinds of scuba divers out there trying to find, looking for it. But God says we're not to bring an abominable thing into our house. And there are many abominable things. Many. Now, before we fill this pond in out here, I buried lots of things out there, and I've burned some bonfires out there, and including, I don't know what all, but my mind's gone blank. Inez, Sharon, okay, let's come back. We cleaned, Inez and Irma cleaned Sharon's house out when she was dying. What'd you weigh, 68 pounds, something like that? How long ago was that? 15, 16 years ago? 23 years ago? 20. Anyway, she was dying, and Irma, and she had owls and frogs all over that house. She had baby bottles. She had pocketbooks. She had perfume. She had pictures, everything of owls and frogs. And the Lord showed Irma, and Irma didn't know anything about all this. It was just God did it. The Lord showed Irma, when Irma was standing in the house, that that was the cause of her sickness, and that she had set these things up as a god in there, not really knowing it, but she had. And Inez and Irma cleaned the house out. They brought it out here, and we burned it and buried it right out here beside this building. And God said, stand up, girl. See what God's done for you. Amen. No more 68 pounds. Now she's got to try to keep... it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But we've learned all these things. We learned all these things by trial and error, you might say. By trial and error. And God has been wonderful to show us that we can have this knowledge to set the captives free. Amen. Well, let's get on here. Exodus 21. Exodus 21, verse 6. Then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with it all, and he shall serve him forever. Sign of slavery. Pierced ears are sign of slavery. And when an ear was pierced, it meant that you was a slave to somebody. And whether you know it or not, pierced ears, you are a slave to the person you have a soul tied to, the person that pierced your ears, and in a way, you are technically a slave to that person until you renounce it and break that curse from that is held over you by the person who pierced your ears. Deuteronomy 14. Deuteronomy 14. You are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourself nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. And that cutting yourself is earrings and or tattoos. Now let's go back to Leviticus 19. There are more scriptures than what I'm using tonight, and I thought I had this down where I would get through this in a half an hour. That was my intent. Leviticus 19, verse 28. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you, for I am the Lord your God. Well, you say, I'm not doing it for the dead. But the Lord still says, you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh or any marks upon your body, for I am Yahweh the Lord. Leviticus 21 and verse 5 says, you shall not make baldness upon your head, neither shall you shave off the corners of your beards, nor make any cuttings in your flesh. So that covers it right there. If I didn't read any of the other scriptures, that one right there covers the whole thing. Earrings, pierced ears, tattoos, or cuttings in your flesh. And the Lord says, you shall not do it. She was speaking about witchcraft and such this afternoon. There are 7 wells on this place. And I'd never thought about it, but when we came here, somebody came here right after we were here, and they said, have you anointed and prayed over the wells and broken the witchcraft off of them? I said, well, no. In fact, I hadn't even entered my head. They said, well, let's go do it. So we went, right just a short time after we were here, we went around and prayed over the 7 wells that were on this property. At that time, 3, 4, 5, 6, at that time, 5 of them were still producing and 2 weren't. back in the where the original homestead was, back in the hill back here. There was a well back there that's now filled up. And we have blocked off all the other wells, but we've went around and prayed over all of them and broke the power. Now, my dad used to witch for water. Irma's dad used to witch for water. One summer, after we had sold our publication house and we're back visiting Irma's folks, and we had Brother Joe Williams along with us, and it was in the middle of summer, and it was red, hot, and dry. The well went dry at Pop's house. So he goes out and gets him a peach limb and goes out to find where some more water is. And Brother Joe says, mind if I walk along with you? And he's, of course not. So Pop goes walking along around looking for some more water. And all of a sudden, Brother Joe says, now. And when Brother Joe said, now, the peach limb bent over double. And Pop looked at him and went on, walked around, came back around again. And Brother Joe says, now. And the peach limb bent over double. And Brother Wharton looked at Brother Joe and said, how'd you know that? He said, there's a big demon walking alongside of you. And when you come up by there, he said, he just reaches over and twists that peach limb over. And he said, I see him do it. And so he said, that's demonic what you're doing. So we learned. Anyway, I went down in the well after this was over with. And I got down the well and I could hear water running down the bottom of the well. And I said, the stream's still here. I said, throw me down a big bar and a sledgehammer or something, throw it down here, and I'll see if I can bust the wall out of here. So I got down, I busted a big hole in the wall, and the water well filled up with water because it had just sealed itself off and moved over a little bit. Anyway, that's an example of witchcraft. Lupus, he spoke about lupus this afternoon. Do you know what St. Valentine means? Look in your dictionary. Lupus. Lupus. You know what lupus is? It's a disease where your face retards back, your chin goes back underneath your mouth, and that's lupus. And it's also called St. Valentine's. St. Valentine's is a worship of sex. The heart and the arrow actually represents male and female. So what it represents is sex worship. And so I don't want any part of it anymore. We used to do big Valentine parties when I was a superintendent of our church, and big Halloween parties in California. I didn't know any better. Lord, forgive me if I repent of it. But we don't want anything to do with it. Oh, you're taking everything away from me, huh? Voodoo. Voodoo. One day somebody came and told me up at the tower in the national park down here, that there was voodoo dolls for sale in the tower, and it said on the package, not a plaything. So right on the package, not a plaything. And they came and told me about it, and we had an experience with voodoo dolls just a couple of years or so maybe before that, because Irma became real sick, and we couldn't find any reason for it, and we come to find out somebody told us that there was a party here in town who had taken a voodoo doll and run a pin through it in the presence of two other people, and had run a pin through it and said that Irma Miller will have a hard time getting over that. And until somebody revealed that to us and Brother Williams broke that curse off of Irma, she immediately recovered. But we took her to the doctor, and the doctors couldn't find any reason. But there was a demonic reason.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.